Haphazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
So you're going on a trip today.
I'm going on a trip in my favorite rocket ship.
Flying through the skies. Little Einsteins. Yep, going to Paso Robles, California.
Paso Robles, California. On my very first work trip, because I am a biggie girl.
I'm not going with you. Very sad. I'll be home alone for a week with five kids. How dare you?
Yeah, well, you've done it to me like four times, so.
I mean, I just did it to you like last month, so. But I actually took the week off of work, so I'm going to have fun.
Yeah, I'm so, so glad that you did that. And I think you guys are going to have a really great time, so.
I think you're going to have a good time. You're going to a small little wine country town and for work. And then, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be nice weather, too.
Yep, it's supposed to be in the 70s, even though I packed, like, Washington. I won't have to wear an overcoat. I didn't bring a coat. I brought this one sweatshirt.
Yeah, and we should be fine because you're going to be inside most of the time. I mean, working. It sounds like they're going to be working your ass off.
Yeah, I am going to be working my ass off. So I actually might start today reviewing things and going over what I can understand.
Yeah, and more excitingly, they bumped your flight already. You're not even there yet.
Right? Like, that's the only downside is that I went to check in and, well, that's not the downside, but it was like, oh, we're asking people to bump their flight for a free travel voucher, which, I mean, if we can fucking do it, fuck yeah, because my company bought the ticket, so.
Right, so free money, bitch.
Yeah, and I'm only one person, so I said, yeah, you know, the only thing I didn't like is they did a bid, and I should have done higher because I am only one person. They probably would have done higher, but already now it says, see attendant. So I have to go and go through all of airport security so I can see the attendant and then walk around for 6 hours.
Yeah, but you got like $500 travel voucher, so you'll be basically getting a free flight somewhere else later on.
Yeah, baby, we might be going to Comic-Con.
Make that a little cheaper because it's so expensive.
I know. The only thing is I had a quote through Alaska for $800 and $35, and this is going to be United, and there's nothing we can do, so you just have to go to that airline.
Yeah, well, but I mean, if we can get a quote through United, that's, fuck, what why are you stopping? Doing? Oh, my God.
If we ever fucking get there, we had to get gas. We've hit every red light, even though that was a yellow, hard yellow. Yellow lights here are like 45 seconds. And this motherfucker stops.
Yeah, don't do that. But, so, do you know what you're doing? Do you have any after work plans while you're there? Any, like, things to do that when you're not working during the day?
Nope. We're going to be doing working meetings, working sessions, so yay.
Yay.
And well, I told him to, yeah, like, I'm probably going to go to the grocery store and get, you know, our Premier Protein shakes for breakfast, and then I'll grab, you know, some munchy stuff that I can have and bring with me.
Save your receipts, because you can expense all that shit, because, you know, when you're on a work trip, you expense everything. Well, we're almost at the airport now, and I'm driving, and, you know, we always know how scary that is when I drive. So, I look forward to hearing all your adventures in California, Kaylee.
Yeah, I'm super excited, because I'm hoping that I might go check out a winery. I'm probably going to end up doing a lot of schoolwork and work.
It's going to be fun, and hopefully you have a time to call and talk to me at least once or twice.
Yeah.
All right. So as the adventures never stop here at Haphazard Adventures, I just dropped off Kate at the airport. As you heard before, you know, she's going to Paso Robles for a work thing, which is going to be pretty cool, her first work trip. But on the way there, after we stopped recording, I got pulled over because I, you know, didn't quite know where I was going, and I changed lanes behind a cop, and Then I crossed the gateway or the gridway or whatever the fuck they call it. Where, you know, you're already past the exit, but there's the two white lines. And I crossed over that. And then, according to the cop, I almost hit him and almost hit several other drivers when I changed lanes like that. But in reality, I slowed down next to the cop, got behind the cop, crossed over the gateway thing, and then got in front of a car that decided to honk at me, even though they were very much fine behind me. Luckily, didn't get a ticket. The cop was started off being kind of rude, but he was, at the end, it was fine. But, you know, no tickets. Awesome. But it's weird. He was like, oh, you almost hit me. I'm like, didn't almost hit you. I started turning, saw you, and stopped. I was nowhere near you, and then got behind you and slowed down. And then you slowed down to follow me and pull me over. So, whatever. But, you know, it's always an adventure around here. That's fun. So now I'm going to go home because it's now 6 o'clock in the morning. And I just dropped off Kaylee and I am ready to fucking sleep. So, good night.
Hey.
So, Kaylee.
So, John.
You had some adventures today.
I've had lots of adventures today. I don't know if I wanted all of them, but I have.
Would you say they were haphazard? No, I'm kidding.
They were very haphazard.
So, tell us what happened. Tell me what happened, well, again, for the first time.
So, we get up super, not late, but we didn't leave quite on time, so I was rushing, and we were rushing to get to the hotel.
Yeah.
And get in the car. There's no gas.
Yep.
So we have to stop for gas.
And by hotel, you mean the airport, because I didn't go. Yep. I didn't go with you.
No.
Yep.
So
yep.
We're trying to get to the airport.
Yeah.
And we don't have gas.
Yeah.
So we go to get gas, and I go to check in, and it's like, oh, by the way, we are going to bump you and give you a travel voucher. And we were like, fuck yeah, which that was recorded.
Yeah.
And so excited. And then, but it's like, you still have to check in. So I go.
Get to the airport. I'll drop you up after getting pulled over, which I already talked about by myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. John got pulled over for driving like a dumbass.
But no ticket. That's an important part. No ticket.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
It was fucking weird.
Then I go. My luggage is literally 2 pounds over.
That's so lame. They wouldn't take it. See, Alaska usually takes it, but you weren't on Alaska this time.
Well, I didn't give them an option. They were helping this person, and they just were ignoring me, and I was freaking out
because I was late. Got it.
And I was like, okay. And it was like 50.5, and she was like, okay. And then, right? Not 55, but 50, like 0.5. Oh, 0.5.
So just half a pound over? Oh, God.
Yeah. And so they take my luggage, and then I get there, and they're like, oh, okay, do you mind being in an exit row? I guess not.
So no voucher for you.
I actually picked my ticket and paid for their $12 fee. So, but I think I was upgraded more.
Yeah.
Which I probably didn't need it because I literally slept the whole time.
Yeah. You have plenty of room in those seats. So,
but I was like, I don't know. It was weird because I was like the, awake, but sleeping.
Oh, conscious sleeping. Yeah. That's how I sleep on planes. I can't fall full asleep on planes. It's just
I can't. Yeah. No, not unless I'm drugged.
Right.
and then I go and I get in, and they're like, everybody's pushing. Like, and I order my thing, and they're just like, everybody in San Francisco at my layover were dicks. And I was like, okay, well, fuck you too.
That's funny. I've been there twice at the airport. It was fine both times when I was there.
No, the guy's like, so you know the. Where you can walk faster, the little...
Yeah, the walkways, like, modern, yeah.
The walkways. So I'm on the walkway, but the person... So I'm walking, and then in this particular one, there's people stopped in front of me. There's 3 people. So I'm just like, we're almost at the end.
Right.
I'm listening to my audiobook, and he's all, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, and like pushes me out of the way. Oh, yeah. No, it's a fucking pilot.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, fuck you. What made you so fucking special?
He's a pilot. Duh.
No, right. Still not that fucking special.
Right.
And so, and then I go and I realize I'm on the tiny plane like I thought I was. It wasn't bad though.
You sent a picture. It's kind of cool.
It was 35 minutes.
That's a short flight.
Yeah. I was like, oh, damn it. Down. And I'm just like kind of nervous. I know. And so I was listening to my audiobook, and I have, you know, amazing AirPods, and it drowns out all the noise. So it was damn near silent.
Right, right.
And so that was awesome. I'm so pleased with these.
Nice. That's awesome. The ANC works well.
Yeah. So, but like I go to see it, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to get coffee, which I probably shouldn't have, because that kind of makes you jittery.
Can, yeah.
And that's probably why I got a little nervous at the end when we were landing, but it was also hella like.
Well, small planes are rocky. Yeah, small planes are rocky.
And so I go and order coffee, and I said, you know, raspberry dirty chai. Or I said a raspberry chai latte dirty. And they go, we don't have raspberry. We have caramel and we have hazelnut.
Is it Starbucks or is it a coffee shop?
It's just a coffee shop. Oh. And they're super busy. They have like this express lane where you can get like yogurt and bananas.
Yeah.
Or you have like the sandwich side where there's a huge ass line.
I've been to San Fran twice. Yeah, I've been to San Fran twice. And the only decent coffee I ever got there was going to Starbucks. If it was mochas.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I'll try the hazelnut. Like, I wasn't ready for that. She's like, okay, yeah. And she's like, hazelnut, yeah. Okay, here's your caramel. Okay, thank you. I'm like, I'm not even going to fight with her.
Good thing you like caramel mochas. I mean.
Right. Still. Well, it was a caramel chai.
Oh, weird.
So it wasn't that great, but I downed it.
Right.
Because I don't want to carry it either.
Right.
And so, and then I did the flight, and then I get in, and it's like this airport is literally, it's like walking through a hotel lobby.
It's a small like, airport.
It's tiny. So they have like four rental car places, one baggage claim, and a bathroom all in the same room.
Nice.
And yeah. And so I'm trying to see, I'm like, okay, baggage claim, it's not started yet.
Right.
And then I go to, get my lift, and I'm like, oh fuck, it's gonna be super fucking expensive, so let me try and do a car. And then I'm messing with the car people, and I'm like looking, he's like, oh, it's fine, it'll buzz. And I'm like, but it was just going, but I did not see any luggage go on that round.
Right.
And then I get it all worked out, and I go to the bathroom, and then I wait for my luggage, and then there's no luggage. And so I was like, what the fuck? And then I go, and the lady's like paying attention to this family, and then is like also like side, like, oh, and you.
Yeah. Like, oh, you too.
The fuck? Yeah. I'm like, okay. Like, I get I'm not a family, but you're really fucking me over here. This is a work trip.
Right.
All my shit, all my hair stuff, my, thankfully I did pull my makeup out, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Right. Right.
I was, that's the only thing I can't really replace. Like, I could buy like an outfit, but I can't replace all my makeup.
Well, I can mail you clothes too, if it came down to it, you know.
Well, would they? No, you can't. It would take, it would be cheaper to buy clothes. But
sure. Overnight it would be expensive. You're right.
Yeah. And so, well, then she's like, let me see your, I'm like, here's my bag. She's like, no, it's not this. She's like, you're Alaska, right? I'm like, no.
Nope.
Well, why were you at the Alaska baggage? I was like, is there one, more than one baggage line? Well, no. Well, then what the fuck are you talking about?
Fucking crazy people.
And then, so I'm like, I'm Delta, which I was like, I'm United. I keep thinking I'm Delta for some reason.
Right. You keep saying that over and over again.
I don't know. I'm something. So I go, and they're like, oh, it wasn't picked up. I'm like, what are you talking about? It wasn't picked up. I don't know what they did. I think it was maybe the flight. I have no idea how they did this, but they did something. And so it was in their back area.
But you got it. So you're good.
But I got it. And I was like, oh, thank God. And then, getting into the hotel, they were like, oh, is there anything I can get for you? Oh, yeah, we do this and this. And I'm like, oh, well, I have a car. Do I need to pay for parking? And she's like, nope. And then here's your complimentary beverage ticket. And you have a complimentary breakfast. And then we have a shuttle. So if you want to go to downtown, I'm like, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, you don't have to drive. We can shuttle you. I mean, it is walking distance, but, you know, we'll shuttle you there and pick you up.
That's so freaking cool.
I was like, hell yeah.
I want to go to this place.
Yeah. I like asked her, I was just like, I'm hungry. I'm super hungry. And I wanted to look at some shopping. Well, they don't like, this is really like boutique-y, and that's fine, but it's not really what I was looking for. And so
I just walked around, and then I'm trying to find this nail place because I did get nail polish all over me, my hand the other day. And the lady, I like walk in, I'm like, can I do a shellac polish change? No.
No?
Can you come back? I'm like, no, I can't come back. I'm walking. I'm like, I'm out of town. No. I'll go somewhere else. But there was nowhere else. So I was like, fine. Fucking fuck you. Lame.
Did you go back?
It'll be fine. No, I didn't. Oh. Well, I walked by it, but they closed at 5 and it was like 4:50 and I was like, which she's like, I have an appointment coming. There's a bunch of other people. I said, you know, really, I just need the polish change. And if you have time, a pedicure, because my feet were already killing me. And she was like, yeah, no.
That sounds like, that sounds good.
Yeah, right. But I did go into the hotel and soak my feet. And that was amazing.
Right. I you say that pedicure now. I'm like, oh, I want to get a pedicure now.
I just feel like we're talking.
Would it be weird if I got one by myself, Kaylee? If I just went tomorrow and got a pedicure. If I take the girls, then it's okay, right?
Yeah,
it's
acceptable.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, it sounds like I had a lot of fun so far, besides, you know, a couple mishaps. But it sounds like once you got there, it's been good.
Yeah, once I got here, I walked around. I went to this wine tasting and had panini and
panini sounds so good right now. I'm hungry.
And then I went to my work meeting and had, you know, mac and cheese, and
yeah,
the people I work with are awesome. So yeah, it was nice.
Nice. So you had an interesting day, Kaylee.
Yeah, so I had a pretty busy day, but overall it was nice. I'm very pleased with the hotel staff. They've been awesome. Like I said, they drove me around.
So cool.
And were very nice. Yeah.
I just want to.
Oh man, John would love it down here. Oh man, I wish John was here.
I just want to. This reminds me of the first time I went to San Francisco, right, and on for the trip a couple years ago. And the whole time, I was just like going, oh my God, I wish Kaylee was here because I just want her to see all this stuff with me. And, you know, I unfortunately haven't been able to take you back there yet, but I just, now I've seen hear you talk about this, I just want to do that with you as well.
Yeah.
I want to go down there, and everything you're describing just sounds so amazing. I mean, I've wanted to go to wine tastings with you recently. I've actually developed a taste for wine recently I didn't have before, so it's exciting.
Yeah, you have.
I'm super. Next time you go down there, I'm going to go with you. I'm not going to take no for an answer for your next trip down there if you go there for work again.
Yeah. No, I think you should.
Because there's no work reason for me to go to that office, but if you go back, I'm going with you.
No, if you go back, we can make it a trip.
There we go. Add a couple days to it.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm thinking.
So today, I went and saw Birds of Prey, or Harley Quinn.
I know. I'm very, very jealous, but also very excited for
it. I cannot wait to see it again with you. It's literally, Kendra and I talked about it, literally, if you were here at home, I would go see it again with you tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was so good and so much fun and just so silly and campy, but in a good way, that I honestly think you're going to love it. I know you hated the trailer, but I honestly think you're going to love it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Margot Robbie kills it as Harley Quinn.
I'm glad to hear that. She is good.
And Ewan McGregor as the bad guy, Black Mask, is so charismatically creepy. Yeah, I legit think you're going to love it. So,
nice.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to see
it. She doesn't need to go into the classic outfit, huh?
It starts with a little cartoon talking about recapping her life, and in that they pretty much put her into like the bombshell body classic Jester outfit in the cartoon area, but then it goes into it's after Joker, so no classic costume, which is unfortunate because I'd love to see that classic costume. And Margot,
just in a live action movie, like that's been her outfit for 20-30 years, and right. Then they refuse to do it.
She could pull it off.
It's iconic.
She could. Yeah, she looked great in it. But I'm excited for the rest of your trip because it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun. I mean, I know it's a work trip, but it's a work trip in wine country. It's awesome.
I know. Right? Well, that's what happens when you work with
Bev Alcohol.
Department that does Bev Alcohol. Yeah.
Right. I mean, this might be a dangerous trip for you, Kitty. You like wine.
I know, right? I do. I know. I'm like, we could have a meeting, a working session at my hotel. Yeah. So we don't have to leave anywhere.
So, well, so you don't have to leave, but they can leave and go home and you can just be all good.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun. I can't wait to hear more from your stories from this trip later on, which people listening will hear here in a few minutes, you know, or watching a few seconds when I hit stop and hit play again. So, but thanks for sharing, Kaylee.
Of course.
So I'm on my way to go pick up Kaylee from the airport. I know we had talked about doing more recordings throughout the week, but honestly, she was so busy and I was so busy that we didn't have really any, we had barely time to just actually talk on the phone and, you know, do that kind of stuff. And with all the work she was doing and all the stuff that I was doing with the kids and then for Spoiler Country, there just wasn't time. So she has a lot to tell us though. We'll be doing some recording later and you'll hear all about some of the adventures that she had while down in Paso Robles, California. But I'm on my way to go pick her up and hopefully I don't get pulled over this time. And I was pulled over on my way to drop her off, but I'm not super tired. It's not 5, 4, 6, whatever time in the morning it was. It's, you know, 3 p.m. It's kind of funny though, because she told me she was landing at 3:15 and I leave at like 2:45 to get there in plenty of time. And as I'm leaving, she texts me, "Oh, we're landing." Her plane got there super early. So hopefully she doesn't have to, you know, wait too long, but yeah, it'll be great. So I look forward to hearing all of her stories. I just wanted to, I don't know what I wanted to do, but yeah, it should be fun. I had a fun time this week with the kids. I mean, I'll talk to you more about what I did because I know you care what I did when Kaylee's here, but you know, yeah, now I'm going to go back to listening to music. Show, what kind of a show is it? In a booby show?
Maybe.
Hey. So Kaylee.
So John.
Round 2.
Who's up for round 2? We would never, only always do this.
We recorded this and I didn't save it, so we're doing it again.
Yay.
So you went to Paso Robles fucking last 2-3 months ago.
I did go to Paso Robles several months ago.
And we talked about it. We even talked while you were down there.
Yep.
And we had some fun. So, but we have to wrap it up because we have all this content. And we didn't release it. So we got to do an ending for it. So that's what this is. This is the nice ending. The end of the show.
The end of an era.
So how was it?
I think overall it was fun. It was a work trip. As most of you know, it was my very first work trip, and I was pretty happy. Everybody, it worked well. We did a good job. I actually had the opportunity to go back. Thankfully, I did not because COVID took rampage. Because
we're all the next locked week. Down. Yeah, we're all fucking locked down now.
Yeah.
And you would have been stuck in California.
I'm okay with this.
Really, you could be away from me and the kids for over a month, 2 months. Drinking with getting all the free wine you want.
Yeah, I'm no cares still in the not world. Seeing the downside.
I do. I'd be stuck at home with all 5 kids by myself while you're down there living it up. In the sun and wine country with wine around you all the time.
Yeah. Again, you're not making it a good case.
But you'd at least miss me, right?
That I would.
I mean, I guess we could video chat and it'd be fine.
Yeah, I would miss you.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Well, I suppose if the shoe's on the other foot or if the whatever, the boob is in the other bra, whatever here, whatever terminology you want to use, and I was down there and stuck, I'd be like, oh no, this sucks. This is awesome.
An entire life and no responsibilities in California right? By myself. Yeah.
In the nice warm California sun and wine country. With none of the kids, but you can still talk to all the kids. So it's like you're not quite gone, but you're like, oh, yay, yeah, you deal with all the bullshit. All right. Next year when the corona comes back around, I'm going to make sure I'm on a work trip first, okay?
All right.
Or you can. You can have next year. I'll have the year after that.
Oh, God. I hope it never comes back.
Yeah, me too.
Never come back. you can never come back here.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect.
So what was your favorite part of the trip that did not involve work?
the day that I flew in, I got to walk around Paso, and that was about it.
That's cool.
That was the only time that I got to move around and go out. I really did work from sunup to sundown.
You did. We didn't get talk very much at all.
No, I was very busy. So
it reminded me of my last work trip to North Carolina, where I didn't get to talk to you more than like twice because I was working so damn much.
I know, and that was hard.
It is hard. It is hard. But you got to go to San Francisco too, right?
Well, I mean, I had a layover in San Francisco.
San Fran's awesome. I want to go back to San Fran with you sometime. I've been there twice, and both times it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I took pictures of, the water around it.
Yeah.
And it looks so different, and I really, really want to go to San Francisco. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, Fisherman's Wharf, the waterfront. The whole time I was there, the one time, all I could think of was, oh my God, I want Kaylee here with me because she would just love all of this. I went to this, like, Fisherman's Wharf, like waterfront museum / like coin operated museum thing.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Was it?
Yeah, it was awesome. We'll have to go. We should plan a trip where we fly to San Francisco for a couple of days and dork around there. And then we fly to Paso Robles, the wine country, and dork around there for a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm down. And let's do it.
Let's find some way to make our company pay for it.
Even better. I like your style.
There's a lot of trade shows in San Francisco. So we can get them to send us to one of those and then turn that into you going to us going to the Paso Robles office, then we got it planned out here. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So, yeah. Anything else you want to say about this trip?
I got to have free wine every day.
Oh, free wine. Was the wine you had there better than the wine you have here?
Well, I don't know. I'm very, very...
Particular.
I do like my wine here, but it was good.
I've actually grown to love the wine we drink here, honestly.
And it's cheap Costco wine.
It is. And you know me, babe. I haven't been a wine drinker forever.
No, I know.
I enjoy this wine.
Yeah, it's good.
I think it's out of spite, though.
I will like it.
I will like it because you like it. Damn it. Oh, it's funny. Funny story, real quick about alcohol. So you know how I like the Fremont Brewery Skykraken beer.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot, actually. It's actually my favorite beer of all time right now. Well, I've been tweeting out to Fremont.
Oh, my God. Of course you have been.
Because you can't get it anywhere right now because of the fucking lockdown.
Right.
And they're like, oh, try Drizzly, this delivery app. I'm like, nope, not there. And I'm just tweeting back. I'm nope, it's nowhere to be found.
It's nowhere to be found.
And then, of course, Kendrick replied back with, oh, I bought the last case at QFC last night, and a little video of him cracking it open. I'm like, you son of a bitch. So, well, I think that about wraps us up. I got nothing else to say on this. Oh, I do have one more thing to say. Remember I got pulled over?
Oh, no.
I got a ticket.
No.
I got a ticket. We said I didn't get a ticket, but they fucking mailed me a ticket.
Those fuckers.
And actually, the ticket's right here in front of me.
Oh, fuck. Fuck them.
It says, please read. No, I don't want to.
No, thanks. I pass.
How much is it for? $139 for me using my turn signal late and the cop thinking I was trying to hit him.
Yeah, that, oh my God, pisses me off. Yeah.
Well, I don't think they should be able to send you a ticket after the fact. If you're pulled over and the cop is there, they should have to give you the ticket right there.
Mm-hmm. Like,
they should be able to go back and think about it and file it. They should be like, am I going to give you a ticket or not? No. Because if you drive away thinking you didn't get a ticket and you get one in the mail, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have been, if you would have given me a ticket there, okay, whatever, I get it. I'd still be upset about getting the ticket, but I wouldn't be as irritated as I am now getting it in the fucking mail.
Right.
Because it's like the big, it's like, you think you quote unquote got away with it. Nope. Fuck you.
Mm.
And on that happy note.
Yeah, we were super thrilled with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Tickets suck. Don't be dumb. Drive better than me, I guess. That's the moral of the story. Oh, and drink more wine. That's the moral of the story here. Drink more wine, but not while you're driving. Two very distinct morals here.
Right.
Very separate. Keep those separate. Don't drink and drive, people.
No. Venez pas le robo.
Venez pas le robo. So I have to go play catch with our daughter because she's been begging me to play catch with her. So I think we should wrap this up.
Yep.
And I'll actually save the file this time.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. Goodbye, Kaylee.
Bye, Jen.
Goodbye, everybody listening.
Good boy.
Hey everyone, don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.